Pause recording.
Hello, everybody. It's George here, and doing something a little different today. I thought I'd chime in on a question that was put up quite a while ago by Shadow Sun regarding what we think we sound like or what we sound like. And I choose to separate that because I think that our perception is different from others' perceptions. I think somebody else had also said that. I've just listened to a couple of responses. There's probably been many more posted. But, yeah, I think that's true. Sorry about that. I'm going to pause this for just a moment.
Pause recording.
Okay, notifications aside now. I can continue with this without distraction, hopefully. Yeah, what we sound like versus how we might think we sound, I think that's different because we tend to process our own voices based on what we hear. I think it's a combination of what goes on inside our body versus outside our body. And like a lot of people that I have talked to about this, I can't say I'm overly fond of my voice on recording. I was going to say on tape, because of course when I started having to deal with recording my voice, there were tapes involved. I've had to come a long way out of necessity because the jobs that I had to do volunteer-wise, I first started off at a university radio station. This was a big thing. Doing evaluations of programs, and most people just filled out a form saying what they thought was a strength and what they thought might be improved upon and how so, basically. They'd fill out a form with this information myself. I couldn't do that, so the program director at the time suggested that I simply record this on a cassette. And boy, that was nerve-wracking, to say the least. Because not only did I have to record it, but I had to go back and check it and make sure that what I said was what I wanted to say and that it would actually make sense from somebody who had heard this. I wouldn't be able to say, oh, what do you mean by that? Or ask questions. I had to be very clear. And it was then that I discovered the preference I had for good mics. I like mics that will accentuate the bassiness of a voice rather than the high frequencies. And this, the iPhone mic, is an exception there. Unfortunately, it tends toward the high end. Anyways, I digress. This is what happens when you're an audio guy. Yeah, so not really fond of it, starting off there, and probably even more so Audioboo has helped me around it a lot. I do listen back sometimes to make sure things have recorded. I don't always play them through, although there's sometimes when I'll record something that's much too long for a regular Boo and have to edit it down. And that can happen when I use an outboard recorder, like not my iPhone, but a separate recorder, and then have to upload through the computer, which I'll be doing later today. So I thought I'd get this done before there were a bunch of things uploaded, and this was too far down. So, I guess my final appraisal of the situation is that I'm not hugely a huge fan of it. I love the old-fashioned broadcasters' voices, and people have said that I would have a good voice for broadcasting, although I find that hard to believe, really. I just can't feature that somehow. Anyway, I often thought of taking a voiceover class of some sort, because I do admire voiceovers, the work that they can do. And voiceovers are very popular in things like cartoons and stuff like that. They do all the, basically, the voices behind all the characters. I mean, there's some names out there like Mel Blanc and Dawes Butler that were really, really well-known in those circles when they were around. Mel Blanc, just for a quick example, did Bugs Bunny. And a lot of the Looney Tunes characters. Anyway, I don't want to digress with that, but where I was going with that was that I'm not sure I'd have the confidence for it. And I think you'd have to listen to your outtakes a lot and get them right. So, it'll take a little bit of thought. Whether I sound like a person of my build should be, I can't say for sure, because so many times I've heard a voice and said, oh, that person must be... I'll hear a guy with a deep voice and go, well, that guy must be big. And my mother once said, well, why would you say that? And I said, well, because he sounds big. And that's not always so. I'm about 5'9", and not huge, maybe 140 pounds. So, it's one of those weird things. Anyway, I think that's about all I can say on that. So, I think, yeah, I'll have to leave it at that. Hopefully it makes some sort of sense. And, we'll talk to you later. Bye for now, and thanks for listening. Oh, yes, I was going to say also age is also one of those things that I get fooled with. I'm 44, so I don't know what somebody at age 44 should sound like. I've done that many times where I've mistaken people, got the age wrong. I don't even try anymore. So, I don't know. I think perceptions of how we sound are highly, highly, highly subjective. And I think that'll be my final word on that for this boo. Anyway, take care, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.